Hey, it's Justin with a final five-finger revelation and meditation on the solutions portion to the topic of racism. Been on it for better part of a month now with a lot of messages, and I still have on the secondary part of these revelation and meditations that I've been completing in the identity portion. Still have some more of those, but I do want you to please, I don't frequently ask this by any means, but I feel led by the Holy Spirit that if you're taking notes, this is really a Spirit-led solutions portion. And I just love the way that the Spirit reveals for the glory of God. And so I really pray that you take a moment. We're actually going to pray here and really ask the Spirit to speak to all of us in this message. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your revelation. I thank you that you've given it for your glory, but we know that your glory always begets our good. And I just thank you that all of our hearts and minds are receptive for what is an incredible solution. And Father, may this be just a beginning step that through podcasts that we've documented this, that we can reflect back to it many, many, many times as we need in any situation of division, to get the keys that you've given us in solutions to overcome divisiveness and really accomplish what is for your glory in the kingdom of God. I pray this and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so with this, in the solutions portion, the reason I'm so convicted to cap and start up here thus far and basically rest in this portion is that Holy Spirit just gave me a great revelation that this is a very, very somewhat simplified, I guess it can be considered, solution, but it is a key component for us as believers, ultimately for the church as a whole. This is so important, and I'm asking you to take notes because this solution right here applies to all elements of divisiveness on so many different levels. And so we've got it in a five-finger revelation and meditation form, and that way you can always kind of come back to it, and I hope that you'll do that. Most importantly, I hope that this will be shared. We don't want a secret here. This could be a breakthrough. As simple as it sounds, the most important thing is to actually utilize it, to put traction to what the Holy Spirit is revealing for, again, for the betterment of us as a society. And what I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, this is the breakthrough for the church to now step back into its role for leadership and to now step into a new revival. We're going to break into a great new revival to correct the direction of where Satan, unfortunately, has gotten a little bit of traction in today's society with some elements of influence in social media and other aspects too. I don't want to get trained too far off a track, but I will share, you know, a revelation and meditation that I'm going to have in the other portion, you know, has to do with the woke culture. And, you know, some of the effects with that, too. So be on the listen for that. But let's go ahead and get into this revelation and meditation. We've got our two hands, five words per hand. The first five in this revelation and meditation is use the fruit of the Spirit. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Use fruit of the Spirit. Okay. Again, that's use fruit of the Spirit. And then the second hand, combined with the love languages. Okay, so altogether, the revelation and meditation the Holy Spirit has given me to resolve and come to solutions as far as our part and the church is to use the fruit of the Spirit and combine it with the love languages. Okay, and so kind of elaborating on that, really what we're saying is this is different. This is basically our requirements as the church and our perspective is to speak truth in love. But what we're doing is we're actually, in our purpose, we're acting in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are like boundaries. These are the markings that we need to take a stance as the church in and operate out of the fruit of the Spirit. And then the other portion is the combination with the love languages. Basically, there's five love languages, and I love, if you haven't looked this up, it's Dr. Chapman. You can look it up, Google it online. But the five love languages, what I feel the Holy Spirit's telling us to do is to be able to kind of master the general attributes of the love languages as applied not just to marriage, but as applied to others as children of God. We're all children of God. Those that have saved have been that are saved, and those that are not, we're all still children of God. And so if we can master the general attributes of the five love languages, how then as the church, how much greater can we lead and exemplify the fruit of the Spirit while also having communications? How much greater do we look as the church, as the representatives of the kingdom of God? You know, this is just, it's a whole new level. And so the five-finger revelation and meditation is basically saying the combination of the fruit of the Spirit and the five love languages, again, the attributes of the love languages. Don't get sucked into that, oh, you know, well, that really applies to marriage. We are all intelligent enough, and thank God we have the Holy Spirit to direct us in how to convert that and broaden that to the use tactfully on children of God. You know, so some people's love language might be touch. You know, how we can actually identify love languages and really to operate in the boundaries of these two cooperatively. Now, not only are we great representatives, but we've put good boundaries on even, as we say, exemplifying truth and love. The Bible says, be angry, do not sin. Okay? Again, be angry, but do not sin. How, if we're operating in the fruit of the Spirit and utilizing the operation of the love languages with the blessing of the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, how do we not go above and beyond? And how do they not know that we are blessed by the royal blood of Jesus Christ? How do we not glorify God by balancing these two key solutions? Not only to racism, y'all, but to all of the divisions that we have in today's society. That's what Holy Spirit is really revealing to me. That these two key sources are incredible resources to be able to be used to exemplify and lead in today's society, in today's world, into grand solutions, and now open the revelation of what is the church leading the way, not only by example, but also in the operation of our words with others. So I pray that this has blessed you. I pray that there's so much more to be revealed in this. So again, revelation and meditation. So meditate on this. The Holy Spirit is going to speak to you on this. I believe it fully. And this is just a beginning. I believe revival is coming. And these are going to be two key components. This solutions base, I believe, is a core revelation that the Holy Spirit is saying, to believers, embrace this, learn how to use it, share it. It is an absolute staple, a marker, a cornerstone in our stepping toward the victory of overcoming divisiveness in our world today. I pray that this message has blessed you. Again, partnership with this podcast is absolutely a high honor. You know, we're absolutely blessed by it. So if you feel any unctioning, the Spirit's telling you, hey, partner with them. You can partner through the podcast. You can also go to the Just Win Ministries website, Just One Ministries website or justoneministries@gmail.com to partner with us. Please, there's no obligation to partner. So this is not a begging, basically. We're not going to beg because we are set forth to glorify God first and foremost. So it's an honor, you know, and if you want to be a part of this because it speaks to your spirit, welcome aboard. We love it. If it's not your timing and you just don't want to, welcome aboard. We're rolling together. This is all about togetherness and we love you. Of course, as I say, we know the Heavenly Father loves you. And now your part, please, if you know someone that can be blessed by this message, don't let these plays, y'all. I pray that this one plays more than any of the other podcasts thus far on Just When Podcast, okay? Y'all be blessed.